Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Hello there, and thank you for joining another edition of Sunday Sounds with me, Luke.
And myself, Scott.
How are you doing, sir?
Good.
All holidayed up.
I was going to say, back off another holiday.
Well, yeah.
Scott Chalmers is with us.
This one wasn't as tropical as Malta.
No, where did you go? Leominster.
Leominster. Mm. Ludlow. It sounds crap, but it's not. It was really good.
Yeah. You said it was Herefordshire, which it turned out it was. Yeah. Because I thought maybe it's Hertfordshire.
I was correct in my destination. But yeah.
Did you have a nice time?
Very good. I think if the weather had been poor, it would have been
awful. Yeah, well, that's the thing. Especially when you've got kids as well. It's expensive to go abroad, isn't it? Because the holiday companies just rip people off and the flights go through the roof and all the rest of it. But you get the weather in August here. So I don't understand why people want to go. I mean, obviously, if you've got kids, you haven't really got a choice of when you can go. But
well, no.
Yeah. You're better off going abroad kind of later in the year when our weather starts to go a bit crap and it's still nice in Europe and whatnot.
Apparently October is the key time to go to Malta. The sea is still nice and warm.
Oh,
it's just cooled a little bit and it's a bit cheaper. Mm. So bear that in mind. Little tip there.
There you go.
It's a consumer tip.
Yeah, so this is Sunday Sounds sponsored by the Maltese Tourist Board. No, not really. No. But if anybody does want to sponsor us, get in touch.
Especially the Maltese Tourist Board, because I'm up for going there again.
Yeah. SundaySounds@sheffieldlive.org with any sponsorship opportunities.
Or just transfer me a few grand to my Hotmail account, as like last time.
Yeah, PayPal. Yeah.
PayPal. What did I say?
Hotmail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Only either or, as long as it comes through, I'm not bothered.
Yeah.
What we got coming up on this week's show?
So, yes, seven excellent bands. So we're playing Sorry's latest single. We played them a few weeks ago and we went to see them at... was it Band on the Wall we went to see them? In Manchester?
Manchester, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a bit tipsy, didn't we? And I can't really...
Well, no, it was a while ago. Yeah, we went in some questionable pubs as well, I seem to remember. But yeah, they were good, so we're playing their new one. We've got the Tivolis, who are a Yorkshire band, so relatively local to us. Radio Free Alice, who was sent in to us by our long-time friend of the show, Wayne. I actually saw him last night. Wayne was very happy that we named the show after him last week, yeah, as I thought it would be. But yeah, he was off into town yesterday for a few beers. But yeah, he sent in Radio Free Alice. They played Tramlines, but again, we couldn't squeeze him into that jam-packed show.
He'll turn into a beer one day, Mr. Bates.
It's like you've known him for ages.
Yeah, met him once for a minute.
Yeah,
not even that.
Tops. We've got the new single from Harry Lyon. We played him a few weeks ago.
Old school fan of the show.
And old friend of yours as well. Well, your son's anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a band called The North, who are from Leeds, which is in the
north. Makes sense.
Yeah. That was actually sent in to us by a long-time friend of the show, Faith.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's good that everyone's listening and doing our work for us to save us having to do out.
How's Fat Maz from work? Is he still enjoying?
I'm not being back. Well, I'll see him. He'll be in tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So see how he goes. He'll probably waddle over to me and... What are you doing, talking about me on radio?
Well done for not swearing.
Yeah, thank you.
Horse Girl, which was your pick.
Yes.
Well, in fact, these last two were your pick. Horse Girl and Swap Meet to play out the show. So we're touring it. We're touring the world. We're going to Chicago with Horse Girl and Adelaide with Swap Meet. Playing a few Australian bands of late, actually.
Yeah. Well, Horse Girl, it was a suggestion from Hobby.
Ah, was it?
A while ago.
Long time friend of the show, James Hobson.
He would probably never listen, but yes. He's a fan, regardless. Yeah. But yeah, he he suggested, he said, you know what music I like? And he said, get these, listen to, you'll like these. And I do.
Was that Horse Girl, sorry?
Horse Girl, yeah.
They are good. I do like that one.
Swap Meet was my own work completely, so I feel like...
Marvellous. Well, I can see you've done a lot of prep for the show this week, although you've actually done the prep for next week's show, which is helpful for next week, but thankfully I've done quite a lot of prep for today.
Good. Well, I just thought I'd try a new concept for me and not have any notes this week. Mm. See how it goes. It might be awful. You might not notice any difference. It might be better.
So next week, are you going to bring those notes or are you going to bring the notes for the following show?
I'll just continue doing that, I think.
It'll be a week ahead all the time. Excellent, yeah. And it's my turn to take us down a trip down memory lane this week. It won't be Guess the Dog.
Oh!
I know.
I've been swatted up on my dogs.
Well, what a shame. But yeah, it won't be Guess the Dog. We'll be going back towards the musical genre.
But if you had a done Guess the Dog, would it have been Alsatian?
Couldn't possibly say.
Oh.
Couldn't possibly say.
Okay.
Shall we have the first song of the show?
Yes, please.
So this is Billy Elliot by Sorry.
The saddest thing I ever did here lives in the heart of a dead man's ears. He was my bestest friend. The saddest thing I ever did here dives in the car on my way to school. Monday mornings when I had the blues. Mother says the birds are coming out for you. They all appear for you, wanna be close to you. The saddest thing I ever did here sings like a chorus in my teenage years. Thick as like a chance that disappeared. Dancing me to sleep in the earliest nights of my years. Used to be the carpenters, now it doesn't even hurt. Nothing compares to you, but my fingers on the trigger. I should be happier. I'm thinking of the river. Hurts in the way you are, gets lost in the crowd. You're barely met with the place that you've been dreaming of.
The new one from Sorry, Billy Elliot. Quite catchy in the middle, that, isn't it? A good grower. Not the best way to phrase that, but yeah, grows on you is what I meant to say.
Yeah,
yeah. Enjoyed that one.
If you if that sort of tickled your whistle, no, wet your whistle, tickled your fancy, and wet your whistle.
Yeah,
just come up with a new term.
Yeah,
but if that did, then I sincerely wish you the best. No, I meant you should look into their other stuff because they've got some absolute bangers like that, like stronger than that one. That's the new one, obviously, but Jet Plane and is it Wax Wing or something they've got? Them two are absolute belters.
They are good. They are good. Didn't they have one on FIFA or EA FC, whatever it's called?
I don't play that rubbish. It's for kids.
No, it's not. Is it?
Well, just computer games in general, I meant.
All right. But anyway, so they're from, if you've not come across those before, they're indie rock originating from North London. Childhood friends, Asher and Louis, alongside bassist Campbell Baum and drummer Lincoln Barrett.
When was it we saw them? A couple of years ago?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, I think it was, yeah. Yeah, they were good. They're actually in Italy at the moment playing San Giuseppe. Don't know where that is. Sounds nice, though. But then they're coming back to Wales. They're playing Green Man Festival at the Brecon Beacons on the weekend of the 20th to the 23rd, or not the weekend, but those 4 days. So, yeah.
Very good. Very,
indeed,
very good.
Indeed. You were saying about sayings earlier. You know, you've got the phrase red herring and wild card. As, right. as something, oh, yeah. something a bit like something a bit like out of left field.
Yeah.
Somebody at work, at old work, put them together, and he said it's a bit of a wild herring, which I thought was quite funny.
Yeah, was it me? Oh, I don't
know. No, it wasn't. Yeah, but no. It was a similar kind of thing. Yeah. Oh, how's your microwave getting on, by the way?
Oh, sorry, I forgot to tell you. Yeah, didn't it? It's fantastic. To be honest, I've not actually used it yet because you don't use it very often. But I've been told it's up there with the elite.
It's the bee's
appliances
knees.
In our house.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a 32 litre. I told you all that, didn't I? But anyway, it's irrelevant. Stainless steel inners. So it's built to last.
Right. Marvellous. Well, I know we didn't really get a chance to talk about it last week, but you were extremely excited about it, and you did show me a very nice picture of it. So, yeah.
It just popped up on my photos as I was showing you something else. And yes. Then it.
And the undiagnosed ADHD kicked in.
Yeah, soon to be. I don't know why I'm looking at next week's notes. I'm going to turn it over.
Well, I was going to say you could try and memorise them for next week, but we both know that's fruitless. So, shall we move on to our... game for the week.
The award-winning feature.
Yes, and it's the long-awaited return of Chart Toppers.
Oh, wow, it's not even... Oh, okay.
It's kind of Guess the Year, but it's what morphed into a more...
Basically, we can just do what we want, can't we? When the ball's in our court, we can do what we want.
Well, I used to like Chart Toppers, so I thought, why not bring it back? And I've cracked out the old jingle. So for those of you that have been listening for a while, you'll know how this game works. But for those newbies, Chart Toppers is essentially where we will look at the top performing singles for this given year. And I'm going to test you, Scott, to see if you can guess.
For some reason, I thought you were going to swear then. I don't know why. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
It depends how well
you do
this. You
to the...
Yeah, I'm going to test you to see if you can tell me which song of these two pairings finished higher in the charts. So we're going to have 6 rounds. And each round is going to be slightly different. So the first round is Battle of the Boy Bands. So can you tell me, Mr. Scott Brady, which of these two songs finished higher in this year's chart? Was it As Long As You Love Me, Backstreet Boys?
As Long As You Love Me.
It's a good start that you know the song. Or was it Baby Can I Hold You by Boyzone?
Baby Can I Hold You.
That's not the right
song.
No,
I know.
Oh, all right, okay.
Yeah, baby, baby, can I hold you tonight?
There you go. It's more than I bargained for. This, yeah, lovely.
Oh
voice.
Wow! So they're two big songs, but the problem with this game is they could overlap into different years, which will give you a false reading.
Could do. Yeah, that's what used to catch me out because you'd give me one that charted at the back end of the year, and then obviously.
So for the with that in mind,
anyway, yeah.
Is there any?
I don't see how that helps you, really.
No, it doesn't. So, Baby Can I Hold You Tonight, As Long As You Love... I think it's the Baby Can I... Oh, can I jump it to tell you?
Yeah, yeah. Tell me on each round.
I think it's Baby Can I Hold You Tonight.
Okay, so you're going for Boyzone. So Baby Can I Hold You Tonight charted at number 26 in the UK charts.
Is that the overall
top
40?
It is. Okay. Indeed. As Long As You Love Me by Backstreet Boys charted at number 28. 5.
Oh, knickers!
So that's 1-0 to me.
That's 1-0. You're a lousy presenter, you.
Yeah, I hope you did better than Scott at home. It's all right, you've got another 5 rounds. Another 5 rounds to pull it back. So I'm just going to make a note. Luke, 1.
No, has anybody
Scott, nothing. Rubbish. Okay.
Rubbish.
Right, second song of the show.
You said Tivoli's. Is it Tivoli's or Tivoli?
Well, I don't know. I
used to have a bass and it was an Epiphone Rivoli. No, it wasn't. It was Rivoli. Which
Ravioli.
Spelled the same, but with a... So maybe it's Tivoli.
I don't know. Send it...
Tivoli, whatever.
Tell us what you think. Tweet us, or if the Tivoli's are listening or the Tivoli's are listening, tweet us, Sunday Sounds SL, on X, the social network formerly known as Twitter.
Which I'm never going to call it X.
No, stupid.
Anyway... This song, what I call a song, is Do You Feel It Too? So have a listen.
Do you feel it too, the Tivolis? They're a fast-rising five-piece, hailing from Rotherham and Sheffield, or Rotherham, if you're not posh. I once saw McFly on the Paul O'Grady show, and they pulled out the tombola at the end, and he said, "Oh, it's such and such from Rotherham."
That wasn't intentional.
No, he was he was just posh and didn't realise it was Rotherham. Anyway, yeah, formed by school friends from Wickersley School. Enjoyed those. A bit poppy, bit almost 1975-esque, I thought.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of 1975, but I do like them. Oh, yeah. No, I'll say I don't. They're very eclectic, aren't they, 1975? They've got a wild array of music.
Yeah.
They're not like same old. One song's completely different to other.
Yeah, and a wild front man as well.
Yeah. But yeah,
I enjoyed that one. Yeah. Very good. Right, are you ready for round two?
As ready as I ever have
of
been.
Of chart toppers.
I saw the sheet there, but I didn't look at it at all.
Yeah, no, I've just realised I've got all the answers in front of me, so I'm going to have to hold it up like, when you're covering stuff up at school.
Looking in the windows.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, happy with them. Yeah.
I might get my mate
Oh, God, there's reflections everywhere.
I'm going to get my mate to pull up to next week with a mirror outside.
Well, you're doing it next week, so it doesn't make any difference, does it?
No, that's true. Week after then. Anyway, right, let's do it. What songs are what?
So round two, this is Battle of the Girl Bands this time. So, which of these two songs finished higher in the chart this year? Was it Mama, Who Do You Think You Are by Spice Girls?
Spice Girls, yeah.
Or was it Never Ever by All Saints? There's a little bit more daylight between these two.
Right.
So the last one was quite difficult because it was literally one chart position.
Well, I prefer the All Saints song.
Not the question.
No.
Although I do, actually, yeah. That was a belter, actually.
But Spice Girls were huge.
This is the jeopardy of the game.
So I think I'm going to go with my gut instinct and say Never Ever, All Saints.
Okay. So All Saints charted at number 13 this year.
Oh, here we go, yeah.
Mama, Who Do You Think You Are, Spice Girls, charted at number 15.
Oh, here we go. He's back.
So he's evened it up. It's 1-1.
Yeah, I think Mama was at the tail end of the Spice Girls, sort of, probably weak, like edging away from mainstream huge songs. That took a while to come to my head. But yeah, not like the biggest song of before. That was one of the, towards the end of their reign.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I got it right anyway.
Marvellous.
That's the main thing there.
Well done then. You've evened it up. Hope you're doing well and playing along at home for chart toppers. I'll tell you what I went to see recently, in the last week or so. The Odyssey by Chris Nolan, the new film, you know, the Greek epic.
What's it about?
I've
heard about it, but I can't think what it is.
Yeah, it's basically a story version of kind of Greek mythology over the years. So
any good?
It is really good. The runtime is long, so it's 2 hours 45 minutes, which initially put me off, but it doesn't feel like that when you're watching the film at the cinema. It's good, and basically the story is Matt Damon's character Odysseus has to go to war, and then it's about how he struggles getting back, and he gets stuck for years in a kind of limbo.
I bet his back hurt.
Yeah, very good. Yeah,
thank you.
But no, it's a good film. I'd recommend it. But you might have to. I mean, you probably want to watch it at home and watch it in a couple of sittings, I would have thought.
Yeah, 2 hours 40. I struggled to commit to an episode of Coronation Street.
I don't blame you. It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, awful. Yeah. But yeah. I've heard a lot about it, but I didn't really know what it was about. So Odyssey.
Yeah.
Where did you watch it?
We went to see it at the Odeon in town. Have you been to the Odeon recently?
Not for ages, no.
Well, it's been done up now. It's an Odeon Luxe, and they've got these reclining chairs, so you can basically be horizontal while you're watching the film.
It's my favourite horizontal, that. But the the Light Cinema, that's my go-to recently.
The Light, yeah.
Yeah, they're nice. Plenty of space.
Well, you haven't got a choice, though, because you sit down and you end up reclining anyway.
Yeah.
Whereas at least with these you've got... Yeah. No, nice.
Very good.
Yeah.
What would you give it out of 50? Weird number, but yeah. 100, then we'll double it up.
That's even worse. Why don't you just say 10? Or no, you normally do it out of stars, don't you?
Oh, 100 stars.
100 then. I don't know. It's a good film.
You give it 100 out of 100?
Well, I think IMDb's got it at 8.5 out of 10, so 85.
No, but what about you? You watched
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'd do it.
You
give
it 100 out of 100?
Well, maybe not 100 then. I don't know.
Just tell me.
Jesus Christ. 90 then.
Oh, so it was excellent.
It's an excellent film. It's
good. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really go wrong with a Chris Nolan, can you?
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Chris Nolan?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
He's yeah, very famous.
I thought you said it was Matt Damon.
No, Matt Damon played one of the main roles. Chris Nolan is the director.
Sorry, yeah. Okay.
You're
right.
Just being silly now, aren't you?
Yes, that's it. Yes, just being silly.
Ah, right. Okay. Shall we have some?
Let's have another sick beat.
Yes. We're going around the world this time to Australia, and this is our good friend of the show, Wayne, who sent us this into play. This is I actually saw these at Tramlines. Yeah, playing the, well, they played more than this song, but this is Lunch Money by Radio Free Alice.
In the
Lunch Money, Radio Free Alice. They're pretty good, those. I have to say, I really enjoyed those at Tramlines, and I enjoyed playing it again today. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of Australian bands coming through it lately.
Yeah.
They seem to be taking the wheel by storm.
We can tell they're kind of influenced by, like, the new wave kind of punky scene. But, yeah, I enjoyed those. They've released a string of critically praised EPs, notably Polyester and Empty Words, and they've got quite a few things coming up in North America and Australia. But they literally this weekend played Boardmasters Festival in Newquay. They're then heading out to Gothenburg to play Way Out West next week. And then they're over to Austria, Turkey, Netherlands. Then they're coming back to the UK. They're playing Reading and Leeds on the 29th or 30th of August. Reading on the 29th, Leeds on the 30th.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got, well, if you obviously got tickets for Reading and Leeds, you can go and see them. And then Chicago for Riot Fest, and then back to Australia in October for their gig on October the 9th, Hotel Brunswick.
Very good.
If you happen to be in Australia at that time and you want to go and see them.
Or Chicago or the other, any of the others.
Any of the others,
you're
yeah.
welcome to go.
Yeah.
Don't let us stop you.
Yeah.
In fact, we encourage you do go.
Plan ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Enjoyed those.
Another banger.
Indeed. Right, so are you ready for round three of Chart Toppers?
Yep.
Okay, so it's one all. Delicately
poised. Are these all the same year?
They are all the same year.
Okay.
Yeah, you see where I'm going with
yeah.
it? Yeah. There is a guess the year element to come. So, round three.
Oh, really? Okay.
Round three is Battle of the Britpop Bands.
Right.
Or the Britpop Battle,
of
if you will. Yeah. So, which of these songs finished higher in the charts this year? Was it Do You Know What I Mean by Oasis?
Hmm.
Or The Drugs Dinny Work.
The Scottish Verve.
By the Verve, yeah.
Oasis.
Yeah.
And The Drugs Don't Work.
Yeah.
Drugs.
I was out for a few drinks yesterday with my good friend Philip Carr of Stannington fame. And he was saying, oh, Richard Ashcroft and The Verve are happiness hoover. If you want to depress yourself, listen to them. Which I thought was a bit harsh.
Hmm.
But kind of true at the same time.
Fantastic.
Anyway,
band.
Yeah, which of those two songs charted higher this year?
Well, I happen to know the answer to this one.
Have you seen my notes in the window?
No.
No, you're joking, aren't you? Okay.
Do you know what I mean, Oasis?
Why do you think you know the answer? Just out of interest.
Because Oasis, well, I'm going to be wrong now, aren't I? Oasis were absolutely huge then, and that was, in fact, I think that was the first time when they played that Top of Pops that a band played two tracks on an episode of Top of the Pops.
Oh, good knowledge.
The Beatles.
Good knowledge.
Yeah, so that was one of the, yeah.
Ah, okay. All right, okay. So, Do You Know What I Mean by Oasis charted at number 12 this year.
Yeah.
The Drugs Don't Work by The Verve charted at number 31.
Ah.
So, yeah, a lot of daylight between those two.
So, let's make pen 2-1.
Yeah, it swung back around.
Lovely.
In favour of Scott. So, yeah, 2-1. Three rounds to go. Still time for me to pull it back. Yes, right.
Very good.
Indeed. Right, shall we have our fourth song of the show? The middle song, if
we
you
can,
will.
As long as it's Harry Lyon and The Letter.
I think I'm prepared to do that.
Okay, let's do it then. Let's just move into the song. Listen to this lot.
To me it's out of the question. I'm turning the page. It's been far too long. I keep moving on. Momentary depression. Going through every stage. And it's feeling wrong. I'm still holding on. But I'm fine on my own. I don't mind being alone. And I only get a little bit down. Holding me hostage with the games that you play. I convince myself that I don't need help, 'cause I'm fine on my own. I don't mind being alone, and I only get a little bit down when I'm reading the letter, 'cause the way she's handwritten it out makes it hard to forget her. And I'm holding on to the torn out papers, fold it up and go back to strangers. I only get a little bit down when I'm reading the letter. And I've been living the life on. I've been starting to try, got me wondering why I just don't break the cycle. You are hard to rely on. You left it open, the world sounds fine, it doesn't seem fine. 'Cause I only get a little bit down.
The Letter, the new one from Harry Lyon.
Lovely voice.
He has got a really good voice, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Or has he?
I'm glad he's still going.
Yeah, and we played his single before this one, Violet, earlier on in the year. Yeah, really like him, really like him. He's been doing quite a lot of festivals over the last few weeks as well. Did Why Not most recently. So, yes, I think we... In fact, didn't he play Tramlines one year? I can't remember if he did it on his own or if he did it with Red Faces, but I'm sure I've seen him on the main stage. I think it was Red Faces, actually, just before they split. But yeah, very good. We'll have to go and see him at some point.
Mm. Yeah, has he got anything? Have you got anything?
No, nothing. Up? Nothing on here. I think he's tied all of his gigs up for now. But if you want to follow him on his socials, at Harry Lyon Music on Instagram, he posts quite a lot on there. So yeah, check him out if you're not already familiar with him.
Yes, well, I've said it before, haven't we? I remember, I don't know if his mum and dad still live at Dronfield, but I used to live at Dronfield.
Well, he used to work at the White Swan. I saw him in there once.
Oh, okay.
Behind the bar, yeah. He didn't know me, obviously. Anyway, yeah. I've seen quite a few celebrities this week when I've been on my travels in London. Are you familiar with Gary O'Donoghue, the North American editor for BBC News?
Oh, Gary.
Yeah, Gaz.
Gazza. No, I don't.
Anyway, they do get more mainstream. But yeah, I saw him, but then I thought, well, yeah, I'll just leave him to it. And then I saw Greg James outside a coffee shop in just round from BBC Broadcasting House when I was getting some lunch. And I was tempted to go and say hello, but...
He's just lost his dog as well, hasn't he?
Probably. Yeah, well, I saw that, yeah. And yeah. I thought maybe he's not up for meeting new people. And then I saw Angelica Bell as well, walking up Great Portland Street. Yeah, she was she Blue Peter presenter, I think, Angelica Bell.
Oh,
I think she does Songs of Praise occasionally.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you get any photos?
No, I didn't, because I just thought it's a bit cringy, innit?
Well, it doesn't normally stop you, does it? You're one of them that'll...
Well, yeah, with my friends, not with strangers. Yeah.
No, I didn't mean... I'm sure you've had photos with celebrities, haven't you, before?
Oh, the
what's that in from...
Levi Roots. I had my picture with Levi Roots. Yeah.
I didn't even know about that one.
Yeah, no, did you?
What's that actor that you met somewhere?
This could go on a while.
Yeah, it could. It's just hang fire. Come to me, yeah. Might go and get a cup of tea.
Dead air is a crime. I don't know what you mean. An actor?
Yeah, there were. Is it him from Cold Feet?
Oh, John Thompson.
There you go.
Well done. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, I did actually. Yeah, I saw him in. In Wilson Social in the Northern Quarter. Nice bloke, yeah. Obviously, yeah. Fat Bob from Paul Coff's video diary is also in Cold Feet.
Oh, the jazz guy.
Yeah, fast show.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Who was the most famous person you've met?
We've done this fairly recently, haven't we? Ken Barlow.
Oh, Ken Barlow, yeah. All right, yeah, we'll not go into that again then, yeah.
Teddy Sheringham.
Yeah.
Went on holiday with him.
Yeah, before he was... before he hit the big time.
He was a footballer.
Yeah.
I think them two. Curly. Oh. Curly from Coronation Street.
Oh, yeah, these are quite good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't mention Curly last time.
No, I know, well, I...
Curly Watts.
Oh, we were in a stag do, we were in an airport and he were there, so Carl went across and had a photo.
I wonder what he's doing now. He didn't really do much after Coronation Street, did he?
No. I don't even know what his real name is, but they were there. Anyway.
Well, it's like Barry from EastEnders, isn't it? It'll always be Curly Watts.
You're about 7 o'clock in the morning, we're already about 6 pints in.
I can imagine.
But yeah.
Anyway. Right, okay. So, back to chart toppers. Round chart four. Toppers. You're currently leading 2-1. Well done.
Easily.
Well done, mate.
Easily.
Well done. This one is Battle of the Novelty Songs. Okay. So, which charted higher this year? Was it...
Can I guess the song?
Yeah, that'd be quite good.
Bob the Builder.
Oh, no.
Oh, is it not?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
No, not.
Fair enough.
Was it Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba?
Oh, okay.
Or was it Teletubbies Say Eto by the Teletubbies? One decent song, one... Well, I mean, not really my thing.
Well, two absolutely belters.
Mm.
I think it has to be Teletubbies.
Really?
Yes. Is it right?
Tub Thumping charted at number 10.
10.
So far the highest song that we've charted over.
I can only tell I've got this one.
Teletubbies charted at number 5.
5, yep. That's it, that's how you do it. Look, 3-1.
3-1.
Steaming ahead. This is a great battle, this. I bet they'll be talking about this for years to come.
Why did you know Teletubbies charted so high?
Well, it was massive, when it went straight to number 1 and all kids were buying it and it went...
I don't remember that. Mm. Anyway, yeah, well done. 3-1 to Scott. Still 2 rounds left, so 2 rounds for me to pull it back. And obviously you've got to try and guess the year at the end of it. So, still time.
Mm.
Still time.
But you can't win.
Well, I can.
That you can draw.
Well, I make the rules.
Oh.
We'll see.
Right.
We'll see, because if you get the next one, it's going to be quite difficult. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right. So, shall we go to a 4-piece from Leeds called The North next?
What, you're asking me or telling me?
Oh, I'm asking, but we're going to do it anyway.
Well, we might as well say, yeah, then let's just do it.
Fine.
Okay.
This one's Can't Sleep. The North with Can't Sleep. Now, I'm not sure if the any of the band members are suffering from insomnia, but I enjoyed that one. High energy, definitely, very catchy.
And maybe they've got loud, noisy neighbours playing music very loud from the car.
Yeah. Do you suffer with that on your street?
No, it's posh up our end.
Yeah.
You have to wipe your feet before you come onto our road.
Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted.
Yes, but they've got quite a lot coming up over the autumn and winter. Quite a bit coming up this month as well. So playing Reading Festival at the end of August. And then they're coming to Rock and Roll Circus at Don Valley Bowl in Sheffield, August the 29th. Also the Leeds Festival as well on the 30th. Then they've got Neighbourhood Festival, October the 17th. Are you going to that?
No, I tried to once, but then it...
Yeah. Oh, is that one of the ones that got canned?
Yeah.
Then they're playing the Bodega in Nottingham. Then they've got quite a lot. They're coming back to Sheffield for a sold-out gig at Yellow Arch on November 25th.
Yellow Arch?
Yeah, then they've got gigs in Newcastle, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Bristol, London, Leeds, York, and then Liverpool. So, yeah. Up and coming, and they're very, very busy.
I'd quite fancy the Yellow Arch one.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. You might be able to get tickets on some of the resale, maybe.
Oh, they're sold out, did you say?
Looking at this, it's sold out gig. No. But I'm sure they'll be playing Sheffield again. They're only up the road in Leeds, aren't they?
Well, people in our position might be able to pull a few strings and still get declined.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you've been quite ambitious there. Right, so currently 3-1. To you on the chart toppers battles. Are you ready for round five?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay, so I didn't know what to call this one because it's kind of girl bands, but it's bands I always get mixed up. So this is the battle of the mix-ups. Yeah, not the best.
Okay.
Anyway, so I've pulled out two from this year's chart. Which one do you think finished higher in the chart out of these two? Was it Love Fool by the Cardigans?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or Don't Speak by No Doubt?
That's a good one. Don't speak.
Yeah. Again, a bit of daylight between these two. So I've not picked out two that were next to each other. As I did in round... Maybe I should have done, because the last time I did that, I won. Anyway.
I'm going to say Don't Speak. Although I prefer the other one, Cardigans. I like the Cardigans.
You're going for No Doubt, Don't Speak.
Yeah.
Okay, so Love Fool by the Cardigans charted at number 32. Love Fool...
Oh, Cardigan. Hang on.
What did you say?
I said Don't Speak.
Yeah.
Even though I prefer Love Fool. Love Fool finished at 32.
Yeah. And Don't Speak, number 7. I'm getting absolutely trounced here.
At your own game.
I know.
4-1.
Blinking Eck.
Yes.
Yes, well done.
Blinking Eck.
Right, one more round to go. I'm going to have to think creatively about how I can win. Right, okay. So, is it fair to say this next song is your pick of the week?
I'd say so. Yeah. Scott's Song of the Week. Could record that.
Just do that then.
Or just do it every week, it's up to me. Or you. Anyway, yeah, this is a fantastic band. This is the hobby recommendation, and he was right to recommend them because I do love them. Horse Girl and Switch Over.
Switch over.
hope you haven't switched over. That wasn't a command from Scott before that excellent song, but that was the song by Horse Girl.
If you did do, you made a huge mistake.
Yeah.
But welcome back.
Welcome back, yeah. No, I enjoyed that one. I think, yeah, that is a contender for Song of the Week, definitely. They're from Chicago, Illinois. And the trio have got three great names. Penelope, Nora and Gigi. Not Gigi, as you said. Well, it could be Gigi. I think it's probably Gigi.
Gigi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gigi looks a bit like Mike from Stranger Things. Actually, I should have got you a photo.
Yeah, not good for radio, but no. good for me.
Well, that's... Oh, hang on. And anyway, you'll have to just take me.
I'll tell you.
The drummer. She's the drummer, and she's got like a very, I don't know, sort of gaunt look to her.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, cool. Yeah, I really like them.
Yeah, that was a good suggestion from Hobby. And if you're a regular, well, you don't have to be a regular listener, but if you want to send something into us, you can get in touch on the socials, Sunday Sounds podcast, or email us, sundaysounds@sheffieldlive.org. And as you might have guessed, they are very busy throughout the rest of the year, playing dates in Europe, the UK and North America. They're in Spain at the moment, then they're going to Portugal, France, Denmark, Luxembourg, the Netherlands. Then they're back in the UK. They're playing Islington Assembly Hall on August the 21st. Then they're also playing Green Man Festival alongside Surrey at the Brecon Beacons in Wales. Doing shows at the Fringe as well. Liverpool, they're doing loads, so check those out. Then they're finishing back in America in September with their dates across Tennessee, Illinois, California. So yeah, very, very busy.
Very good. We've got some global brands there, but hopefully they get some new music out as well.
Yeah,
over the winter perhaps. I don't know.
Indeed. Yeah.
Marvellous.
It's time for the final round. Firstly, can you guess the year?
Yes, I can. Well, I'd
so better. Let me remind you, we've had As Long As You Love Me by Backstreet Boys, Baby Can I Hold You by Boyzone, Mama Who Do You Think You Are Spice Girls, Never Ever, All Saints, Do You Know What I Mean, Oasis, The Drugs Don't Work, The Verve, Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba, Teletubbies, Say Eto by The Teletubbies, Love Fool by The Cardigans, Don't Speak by No Doubt. Those are the songs that were all in the chart this year. Can you guess the year, Scott Brady?
I think it is 1992. Five.
Ooh!
Have I been out? Have I got it wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong.
Six.
It's 1997.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Right, okay, fair enough. Yeah. Knickers.
So can you guess what... So now you know the year, can you tell me what song finished number one in the chart that year? You should be able to work this out.
Is it another Oasis one?
What I'm going to do... Should we play the last song? Should we play Swap Meet, I Know?
Yes.
And then hopefully by the end of that song, you will know.
Yeah, very good. Yeah,
you see? This
is why you're on the big books.
That's right. Anyway, yeah. So let's play I Know by Swap Meet, and you can have a think.
Yes, this is a fantastic song. Again, this is my find. So enjoy it, everybody.
Another place now.
I'm
That was I Know by Swap Meet, our final song of the show, and a very, very strong end to the show, I must say. That's a very good pick, Scott.
Where are they from? Are they from?
Adelaide.
Another Australian band,
yeah. Formed in 2022. They started out under the name Sour Sob. I think a name change was warranted, yeah.
Hmm.
But yeah, they're playing dates in America, Canada, and then they're finishing up at La Botanique in Brussels at the end of October for a Halloween show. Nothing in the UK at the moment, but hopefully we'll get to see them very soon over here.
I bet Wayne liked that one.
Hmm. Yeah, I bet he did. Be up his street, that. Yeah, I'm sure he'll text me to tell me if he likes it or not. Right. Last piece of chart toppers then. So we've ascertained the year is 1997. So that was 2 points to me. And if you can guess what finished top of the chart this year, you will win. If not, it'll be a draw, because them's the rules, apparently.
And I'd be rubbish at Pointless. It's like a crap version.
Yeah, remembering, yeah. So 1997, key thing happened in 1997, and this song is related to it. That's as much as I'm going to give you.
A key thing?
Yeah, a key event.
Oh, I think that might have just come to me now.
Bugger.
Yes.
Right, got me.
Elton John. Candle in the Wind.
Oh, he's got it.
Boom.
He's got it.
I wouldn't have got it if you hadn't said a key thing. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
That was a huge song. So,
yeah, the song that spent the longest at number one in 1997 was Something About the Way You Look Tonight / Candle in the Wind, Elton John.
Fair. So, that means 5-3, even though I think your last couple of points were a bit ropey.
Yeah, it was all in vain. But yeah, that was the long-awaited return of Chart Toppers.
I didn't do too bad.
You did all right. Yeah, another belter. And we've got some excellent songs in the show next week. So please join us again. If you if you're not already following us on, wherever you get your music and your podcast, please do. We are the Sunday Sounds Podcast. What have you got coming up for the rest of the weekend, Scott?
Going up to Mama's for some Sunday lunch.
Sunday lunch. Yes. Do you have Yorkshire puddings on Sunday lunch? That was a debate I saw, and I was like, why wouldn't you?
My mum usually makes it herself from scratch.
And then, obviously, that's the right answer. But what about on a Christmas dinner? I know we're a bit away from Christmas, but do you have Yorkshire puddings on Christmas dinner?
I do if I were making it, but I don't often make it.
Yeah.
So
I heard people saying, no, you shouldn't have it. But
no,
Christmas dinner's just like a posh Sunday dinner, isn't
it? Yeah, if you want it, have it.
Anyway, yeah. Well, nothing else to say other than Merry Christmas.
And, see you in the new year.
All the very best.
This old house is falling down around my ears. I'm drowning in the river of my tears. When all my will is gone, you dimming.